April 13th.
Then Pariksha Bhag. Parikshit Maharaj. Was caused that in 7 days a poisonous snake will bite you and you will die. Then he left his all kingdom, son, daughter, wife, everything, and he came to bank of Ganges. He left his food, everything, and began to meditate on Lord Krishna. At that time, from whole world, realized muni and rishis, at once without any calling, without any call. At once they knew and they at once came. At that time there was no
telephone,
anything, computer, anything. But they knew everything. And like mind, at once they came there. Then Parikshit Maharaj told, I'm very, very lucky. My this cause is not really cause. I know that here thousands of rishis and munis, realized souls are here. Only by darshan a man can be what?
Delivered from this
world. And he will be saved from this and Krishna prema be achieved. So, to you all, there is a question that a man who is dying at once, this moment, what he should do? And a person who must die after 2 days, after 1 year, after 100 years, more than that, but he must die. What should he do? In the meantime, a boy naked at the age of 16, some black scholar, naked, he came there. Ladies thought that, oh, this man is mad. Began to
throwing dust on
him. Dust. And children began to throw some
pebbles.
But when he came nearer, at once Parikshit Maharaj, Vyas, Narad, and so many high class of associates of Krishna, they came and took him and they told that you should sit on Vyas Gaddi. Then the ladies and children fly away, run away. And same question he did to Sukadeva Goswami. This accident is told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Karmani arohmana nan dukhattai sukhaya cha pasyet pak viparyasam mithuni chari nam nina. The meaning is that we all want happiness, pure happiness. We don't want any suffering, any problem. Though we see in World Council, Sanjukta Rashtra, where you know from all countries. Intellectual giants coming there. They want to solve all these
problems,
but they cannot do anything. Whole scientists, doctors and all, they cannot solve the though in this age, big scientists have discovered aeroplane running like mind. They have discovered
computer,
and we can see from here what American president is telling with his form, and we are seeing cricket
World Cup
from here, as if we are seeing it directly here. Not only medical science is so much
advanced
that if your brain has been defective, a brain of animal they can put here. If your heart is have problem, any animal heart they can put here. Not only in kitchen room, so much advance. You should on this switch on or dining table. Again switch. Oh, so many various kinds of delicious food. Oh, switch and other things will come. Miracle. In this way, the whole world has has come in a grip of a man. World has become very, very small. In a day, we can travel whole world. But one thing, that science and these doctors and all, they cannot solve. Then why still so many rogues are coming? New problems. World war coming. Atom bomb and nitrogen bomb are given in Hiroshima. So much men destroyed now. Why they cannot control death? Can they shake up old age? You should know that even whole world scientists and doctors cannot shake a moment coming this old age, and one day you will have to give up this body. They could not solve. Why? Because they don't know mind, what to tell Atma. This body, we are thinking that this body is myself. In this body, Atma Buddhi, that I am, and all are of my body. My wife, my children, my wealth, reputation, everything. And they think it real, but it is not real. This body is a bag of urine, bag of stone, blood, and so many things. If you will take this key, what is there? Only this. But in this body, mortal body, we are there. We are not this body, but soul. And there is also a super soul, that is Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna is one without second. Right? You can tell him God, you can tell him Khuda, Bhagwan, Ishwar, Paramatma, Krishna, Noha, but he is there. If anyone can realize that I am not this body, I am so, and how to solve all the problems, he will search a qualified, realized guru. What is the symptom of a qualified guru? He should know all the Vedic literature. Not only that, he should have a realization of supreme law. And he should be detached from worldly things. Then he is a guru. If he does not know Shastra, then he cannot remove the doubts of his disciples. And if he has no realization of Supreme Lord, how he can tell others, and how can he, taking his Supreme Lord from his heart, he can give in others' heart? He cannot. So, those who have such a guru like this, they are really very fortunate. And then they should know from that guru what is bhakti. Only by bhakti we can have realization of Supreme Lord, or we can even see, we can serve him, because love is God, God is love. So Krishna, you really love, you should know what is love. When bhakti becomes perfect, then this love actually comes. So what is bhakti? Anya vilasita sunyam gyan karmadhyana vritam anukullena krishna anusidanam bhakti ruttama. Define. In brief. You should hear patiently and try to follow all these things. Then your life will be successful and you will be happy forever.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurulmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. First of all, I'm offering my Dandavat Pranams, my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Sri Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And I'm secondly offering my equal Dandavat Pranams to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudev, instructing spiritual master, His Divine Grace Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Sri Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, who we are so fortunate to be here in His Divine Presence this evening, and also to my other Siksha Guru Srila Nityalila Pravishta Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, friends and guests.
Prahlad Maharaj.
No? Like Prahlad Maharaj, his father was getting so much trouble, even he wanted to kill him. But Prahlad Maharaj, doing nothing, always respecting his father. In this way, Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets with hunter. But yet he was thinking that, oh Krishna, you should save these ignorant person who are biting me, beating me. In this way, when Shraddha comes, then he becomes full surrender. And without full surrender, surrender means, oh, Krishna is always saving us. Then he will not fear, like Prahlad Maharaj. He will never fear. Dukhesu anudvignamana, sukhesu bigat spriha, vitarag bhaya krodha sthiti bhaya mudni uchyate. Those who did not, influenced by any kind of suffering, and that who don't want any happiness, giving up all attachment, worldly anger, lust and everything, detached from worldly things, oh really he is Muni, and then he can do real bhakti. If mosquitoes are biting and he gives up bhajan and began to itching, how he can do bhajan? He should be tolerate. He should tolerate everything. Then he can do bhakti. Thinking that this world is like a dream, after that it will go away. Our relations, relatives, everything, after that what will be there? They cannot go with you. Your wealth, even if farming will not go with you, you should understand. And then with a strong faith, Shraddha, you should begin bhajan. That he told Anna Bhilasita. Then gradually anath will go away. After that, nishtha will come, ruchi will come, asakti will come, and then shuddha sattva will come. After that, prem will come. By prem, you will give up this body forever. Never you cannot come in this world. Always, with transcendental form, you can serve Krishna there. Because Jivara Sarubhai Nitya Krishna Das. We are all not like this. I'm not sannyasi. They are not brahmachari. They are not, you are not grihastha. All are servant and maid servant of Krishna. But we have forgotten. And that is why Maya has thrown us in this world. And now we are thinking that I am this body, and that is why we are attached to body, and we are coming and going in the rotation of birth and day. So to stop this, you will have to practice bhakti like Prahlad Maharaj. You know, that there was a demon king, his name was Hiranyakashipu. He wanted to be immortal. So in his young age, he went to the forest and for
thousands of years.
Thousands of years. standing on his toe like this and fits up, give up he eat and drinking, even taking air without air, began to do very hard austerities. After that, Brahma, creator of this world, he came and told, oh, you should have any bone you like. He told that I want to be immortal. Oh, you cannot be mortal. I cannot give. You can ask any other boon. Then he told, I should not die in day or night.
That's right.
And Brahma told, all right. Then he told, I should not die in any month. All right. I should not die in
sky
or earth or patal.
I mean, lowest
weather
system.
Oh, all right. I should not be killed by any animal or any
weapon
or to whom you have created man or anything, anyone cannot kill me. Oh, all right. Then he thought that I become immortal. And Brahma disappeared. Then he returned back. But when he was going to, Astartes, 5,000 or how much?
60,000.
His wife, Kayadhu, was pregnant. Indra wanted to kill her because in his own there was a boy. And when he took Kayadhu and taking in the heaven, in the meantime, Narada Rishi came and told, oh, why you are taking away this lady? Oh, Indra told that in this Om, the son of Hiranyakashipu is there. I want that I should kill. That is why I am taking. You cannot kill. He is a Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta. Please give up and go away. Hearing this, Indra took parikrama of that lady for that boy and gave up. And Narada Rishi took him in his
ashram
and began to teach, began to tell all tattva, everything, Bhagavata and everything, Gita and all things. All tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, bhakti tattva, prem tattva, Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, everything. He told for so many thousands of years. Kayadhu, she forget. She could not understand all these things. But the boy in the womb, oh, he learnt everything. So from beginning of his life he was very religious and had a strong faith in Supreme Lord. When Hiranyakashipu returned back, son came out from home, and when he became 5 years age, then he was sent to school of Sandamarka. After some days, 1 year, a half year, when Prahlad Maharaj came, then Hiranyakashipu's wife decorated this boy and gave him the lap of his father, and father Hiranyakashipu spoke that, can you tell that you have understand from your guru? And then he told, Tatsadu manne asu jabajadehinam sada udignadhiyan asadabhat hitatmapatam grihamanda kopam. Yes, sir.
ओमज्ञानतिमिदान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे.
श्रील गुरुदेव ऑर्डर मी टू स्पीक अबाउट प्रह्लाद महाराज. व्हेन हिरण्यकशिपु आस्क्ड हिम, ओ माय डियर सन, व्हिच यू हैव लर्न्ड इन गुरुकुल, प्लीज टेल मी. व्हाट प्रह्लाद महाराज रिप्लाइड, तत् साधु मन्ने असुरवर्ज्य देहिनां सदा समुद्विग्न धियाम असत ग्रहात् हित्वात्मपातं गृहमन्दकूपं वनं गतो यधरिमाश्रयेत्. इज एड्रेसिंग हिज फादर, इज नॉट टेलिंग ओ माय डियर फादर और रेस्पेक्टेड फादर. व्हाट इज टेलिंग? असुरवर्ज्य देहिनां, यू आर द बेस्ट डीमन अमंग ऑल डीमंस. ही नोज थिंग, ओ माय सन इज रेस्पेक्टिंग मी सो मच, बट इट इज नॉट रेस्पेक्ट एट ऑल. इफ we address someone, oh, you are donkey, you are demon, this is not respectable word for anyone. But Hiranyakashipu, he is so much absorbed in his body and bodily conception, he thought, oh, this is good respect for me. Asuravarja Dehinam, sada samudvigna dhiyam asatagrahat. In this world, who are not doing bhajan, they are always in anxiety. Why? They are taking asat. Asat means only Krishna, Krishna Bhakti and his devotee are sat, means they are true. Other than this, all are false in this world and illusion. Hitvadma patam griyamanda kupam. You have to give up this world, your house, for the cause of your death, and have to go in forest and do bhajan. Then your life will be successful. This is the best thing I have learned in my school. Our Guru Vargas, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and others, they gave one analogy. What is that? They give one small story about this sloka. Once upon a time, one king went for hunting with his soldiers. Somehow or other, he perceived on his wild boar and he detached from his soldiers. And he could not know how to come back. Where is my soldiers? When he coming back all alone, one tiger was roaring very ferociously. He saw, oh, tiger is coming very close to me. Oh my goodness, what to do? No soldiers are here. What can I do? How I can save my life? Then he saw, close to him, they said, well, he thought, okay, I can jump in that well and I can save my life. So there is small tree, he jumped hanging the two twigs of a tree and he was going down. Oh, tiger will not come down, after some time I will get out from here and go and search my soldiers and minister. But tiger, they smell the human beings. Tiger came on the next to the oil and groaning so much. He thought, better I can go down. He is going not down, he saw some snakes are hissing. Oh my goodness. If I go down, then snake will bite me. If I come up, then tiger will swallow me. What to do? If you want or not, how long you can hang on the twigs? Branches of the tree. Your hand will arm will be painful. Then you are bound to go down. And moreover, he noticed the two rats come from a hole from a oil and they start cutting the both branches. One is quite white and other is very dark black. What does it mean? The tree for our lifespan, or Paramaya Vichyam's lifespan, and the tree, the two rats, black denotes night and the white denotes day.
One day, one night, by this way, one port, one week, one fortnight, one month, one year, by this way, we are spending our life. If somebody asks, how aged you are? Oh, I am 70 years. That means your 70 years have been passed already. Your death is coming very soon to embrace you. So these 2 hours denotes for day and night. What is the tiger? The personification of death. You want or not, you must have to die one day. We have taken birth in this world. They want or not, somebody in young age, somebody in womb, somebody's old age, they are dying. So Guru told, even whole scientists of the world, none can check our old age. And what to say about death is compulsory for everyone. And what is the snakes? Snakes are full of problems. Death is up, death is down. In the meantime, he saw some golden drops just passing through his nose. What is that? Because in which branch he is hanging, top there is one more branch, there is a beehive. He did check, then honey was dropping down. He thought, oh, better I can catch some drops. One after another drop is taking. He forgets that death is down and death is up. And he is testing that honey. What is that? This is the temporary happiness of the material world. You are so much in problem, full of anxiety. You enter office, your boss chastise you, or boss insult you. When you came, when your small child, Papa, have a candy for me. You are so disturbed. But when you came back, hearing the broken language of child, you forgot everything. That boss insulted me. So, this is the temporary happiness of this world. So, for temporary happiness, who absorbed in this world, he is not intelligent enough. Now you can ask, oh, then how we can maintain our life? We have to have a business or job, anything. Yes, for mental life you can do that. But you have to do Krishna bhajan under guidance of one of head Gurudev. Then your life will be successful. Otherwise, what much you may do, what you are earning in this world, maybe a big businessman or any big scientist, ability you could not take with yourself, a tip top of your hair with you. So for whom you are doing all these things? So you can do to maintain your life, but have to do your own, how you can make your life successful. You have to do bhajan, then your life will be successful. You can see in Bhagavatam, there are so many kings, they are not foolish ones, they are intelligent ones. That doing they maintain their kingdom, they did bhajan, one day they attain Krishna Prem. So if we do so and attain Krishna Prem, then our life will be successful. Only process have to initiate by bona fide Gurudev. Who is Guru? Guru means expert or teacher. If you want to learn, go to medical college, there is professor. If you go to learn computer, there is some teacher and professor. In same way, if you want to know about spiritual life, you have to go to some expert who is called Guru or Acharya. What is the qualification? Just Guru was told, they must be realized soul and maybe must be expert in all scriptures. If disciple or devotee has doubt, quoted from scripture, he can rule it out. And moreover, he must be detached from the material world. This material world hankering for 3W and 3M. What is 3W and 3M? For male, they are hankering for women, wealth and wine. Who is not doing bhajan for them? The devotee, I am not telling for devotee. Or for female, they are hankering for men, marijuana and money. So if Guru is hankering for these 3W or 3N, they are not going to fight Guru. So you have to go to be expert Guru and have to do bhajan, then your life will be successful. Here born means, Bananyakam means, Vrindavan, Navadip, Jagannath Puri, have to go there, take darshan of Thakurji, and your life will be successful. Pallavam, I told, oh my dear father, I learned this, I think this is the best, which I learned from my school, Hare Krishna. Bancha kalvataru bhascha kipasun dibhaya gacha, padikanam pavanit bhaya gacha.
Then his father, Hiranyakashipu, became very angry. And he called his Gurudev, Shandamarka. and told, why you have taught them these things? Oh, he told, you should not be angry with me. I have not taught all these things. I have taught him dharma, artha, kam and moksha. Dharma means religious things. Artha, economic, and kam, sense gratification, and like moksha. Moksha means? I have taught only. But why he is telling? Oh, we don't know. Oh, again, you should take this boy, and I see that anyone coming, Sadhu Vaishnav, and he is teaching him. So see that anyone Sadhu Vaishnav should not come and teach him. They took him, and after again 6 months, again he called the son and asked with love and affection, my dear boy, what you have learnt in school, tell me. And then he told, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakshatmanivedanam Iti Prasarpita Vishnu Bhakti Se Navalakkana Kreet Bhagavati Yadda Tanmanne Adhit Muktanam. O Father, I have learned that we should first hear the glorification and sweet pastimes of Krishna and Tattva, and then we should do kirtan, same thing to others, or Harinam chanting, and thus Savanam Kirtanam Smaranam, meditate Krishna and to serve him as Dasya, and so on. Atmanivedan, 9 types of bhakti. First, taking the shelter of a bona fide guru and in his guidance, then we should do, otherwise it will not be bhakti. Without guru, what we will do, anything, it will be not bhakti. What to tell this? If has person bona fide guru, but he is not obeying his Gurudev in different way, and he is teaching as like zero. We should not hear from that class of guru. Hiranyakashipu became very, very angry, and he told to his Gurudev Sandarbhaka that, oh, why he is telling like so? Oh, you can ask from here. And then Hiranyakashipu told, who has told all these things to you? Then he told, Matir Nakrishne Paratosh. Can you? Matir Nakrishne Paratosh Apova Mithobhi Paddeet Grihapatanam Adantavu. Towards facing.
Om Jnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru.
Better come here. Okay.
Firstly, I wish to offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, Nityananda Krishna Vishnu Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. I ask his blessing. Next, I offer my humble obeisances to Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj. I also seek his blessings. He has kindly instructed, he has also instructed me to talk on this sloka. So, and ladies and fellow God sisters, Vaishnavis, Vaishnavas, my humble obeisances. Matir na Krishna paratos sotova mithye abhivatyeta ghravratanam Adantadopi Rishadanta Mishram Punah Punah Charvita Charvanana. So this shloka expressed by Prahlad Maharaj. Punas Charvita Charvananam, he says, this is the condition of those of the people in the material world. They don't have faith in Krishna, they don't have faith in themselves and the instructions of superior people, Parato, Sotova, and their Mithya, this whole material illusory energy, they are believing in this illusory energy, Mithya Vipityate, and their Grihavratanam here states, specifically states that who is firmly established in his Grihavrat, in his Grihastha life. Grihastha life means eating, sleeping, mating, defending. These four things, he is completely expert and he doesn't care for other things. How to eat better, how to sleep better, how to have relations with other people better, and how to protect one's property. These are the four basic things that normal Grihavrata, these people are interested in. And then, so Prahlad Maharaj says, these people, they are chewing the chew. Just like when we take sugarcane, and after eating of the sugarcane, biting, then we try to chew some more, but then the juice is already finished. So there is nothing, you are just biting this dry sugarcane, this leaf, this bamboo. There is no juice, but still they are trying to get the juice. Punascharyam, what Prahlad Maharaj says, Vishatanta Mishram, Arandagovi. So they will be go to the darkest regions of Nishans, hell. This is the condition of Gaharata. So Prahlad Maharaj has given very good instruction here. One hell, the Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna, Matirna Krishna. So we have to have complete faith in Krishna. But how to have complete faith in Krishna? This is actually explained in the later slokas, which I was not asked to explain the sloka, but actually to have faith in Krishna, one must have faith in spiritual master and Vaishnava. Because the ability to understand Krishna only comes through the blessings of Vaishnava and Sri Gurudev. So, I am very fortunate today to have come here, to have kindly listened to His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Maharaj. I am very fortunate in this extent.
Two shloka also.
Nati vidhi swatagati ni Vishnu duvasaya vairakta maninaha andai yandai upanyamanas teti satantra urdham ni bhadya dhamma. Nati vidhi swatagati ni Vishnu vairakta. He doesn't understand the Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna, Sri Vishnu, Krishna, one tattva. So, Vairartha, his mind is always contemplating the objects of senses. He wants to enjoy his senses. Then it says, Annayarande, just like a blind man. Now, if you want to get some direction to go to one place, if you ask a person who is blind or whose one eye is missing, and we take faith in his instruction, we may fall into a well. There is a possibility we may fall into a coop of well. So similarly, Prahlad Maharaj says, mostly nowadays in society, people are being misled by these blind leaders. Andas. They are blind. So when you follow blind leaders, then what happens? Then these material knots, shatantra, urudhamni bhadha, this is the material knots from three modes of material nature, we have the conditioned soul is bonded. So this bondage increases, it doesn't decrease. So if we want to cut these knots of bondage, we are unhappy because of all this material bondage is binding us. We are not free. So to cut this bondage, we need the shelter of a pure, or of a guru who can, Pata Darshak, who can show us the way kindly out of this maze of darkness. So that is what Prahlad Maharaj says. We need a guidance of a proper spiritual master, proper guidance of Vaishnavas. If not, we will be more bonded. Then the third sloka he mentions, Nesha matis tava, tavad urukrama angri, sparshati nartha upagama yad artha, mahiyasam padava jopishekam, niskinjinanam navrinte yavat. This is a very nice sloka. Matir is Nesham. He says, Nesha, no. I don't believe you as a guru. I don't believe that the people you sent to me, they are my guru. They are Asura guru.
Neta, Nesha Matista Urukramangri Sparashati, Sparashati Anatta Upakarma Yadartha. He says no. Why? Because Urukram, Urukram means one who can step very high. Krishna, see Krishna, Urukram, who with three steps he transcended the three worlds. So he said no. Urukrama, his feet is very big. Urukrama, because his steps, three worlds, his feet is very, very big. But he says no. Sparshati Anad, he cannot touch. No. Even his feet is so big, those people who are blind gurus, they cannot touch God's feet. Why? He says no. He says, Mahiyasam is Parivishnikam Niskinchananam. This great source, Niskinchan, who have given up all desires, Mahiyasam, great saints, if one does not surrender to their instructions and obey them and have great faith in them, then they will never be able to understand or go near Krishna, and they will never be able to give up the anarthas. So actually this sloka is very important. A small point, because Maharaj has mentioned, asked me to say, because he mentions, he says those gurus, who were his gurus, Amarka, Sana, they were great pandits. All of them were Sanskrit scholars, but he said, no, they are not my guru. Why? Because though they were Sanskrit pandits, they had not embraced the feet of the Vaishnava. They have not taken shelter of the feet of the Vaishnava. So in this sense, it is very important. We take the shelter of a pure devotee of Krishna, and not those who are just interested in scholarship like that. So in this, I end my
thank you.
So,
only by qualified guru and sadhu sangha, bhakti may come. And by sadhu sangha, your life will be successful. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaya. Lavamatra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhiya. In a moment, anyone can be changed into pure bhakta. So, there are so many symptoms of pure sadhu. Those is following totally Anyabhilashita Sangam, this is slow, he is the real guru. And a real Vaishnava. We should only follow them. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu began very angry and he threw away Prahlad Maharaj from his lap and ordered his soldiers to kill him. They wanted to kill with their sharp weapons and so many things, but they could not. Snake, poisonous snake were thrown on him. They could not bite. Mad elephant was, it was run to smash this Rala boy. But when elephant touched and he at once, run away from there. Even Hiranyakashipu, one sister was named Holika. He has a bone that she will not
die
or burn
in fire.
In fire. And so she took Prahlad Maharaj in his lap and sat in it. A very blazing fire. But she died and Prahlad came out as if he is coming from very cold water. He was given poison, but he was not dead. Then he began to think, I have conquered whole world, even demigods. I think that this boy, I will be killed by this boy. So he became fearful. Then their guru, the guru Chandamar told, my father Shukracharya has gone to any other place. Very soon he is coming and he knows so many tricks and he will
change
this Prahlad's mind, and then Prahlad will follow you. He took him to school and began to
teach. After some days, these two brothers, Guru Shandamar, for any job, they went out of their house, and so many children of Devi, demons, with Prahlad Maharaj, they became very happy that we should play. But Prahlad Maharaj told them, oh, we have played so much, and we play, but come on with me and hear something. And then he told, Kaumar Acharit Pragho Dharman Bhagavatam Iha Guruho Manusam Janmat Tadat Arthadam. Oh, my dear boy, hear me. What?
So now Prahlad Maharaj, 5-year-old boy, is there in the classroom. Teachers have gone. The young boys want to play. This is normal. When teachers go out of the classroom, all the boys want to play, do mischief. But they invited Prahlad to also play like this. But Prahlad, because he was a pure, realized devotee of Krishna, he took compassion upon these boys. Even though they were telling Prahlad, you know, Prahlad, we're just boys. This is our time to play. But actually, Prahlad Maharaj gave them some very good instruction. He told them, Komaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavataniha durava manushya janma tadakya dhruvam arthadham. He told them, my dear boys, actually, this human form of life that you have now gotten, it is a very, very rare gift. To get the human birth is obtained after many, many millions of lifetimes of going through birth and death in many other species of life. So to come to the human form of life, this is very, very rare opportunity. But what is the nature of this human form of life? Although it is temporary, although it is not such a long period of time that you will have this body, but it is called Arthadam. It can give you the very highest boon and benefit that anyone can obtain within the whole universe. And that means that you can attain liberation from this world and attain love, eternal love for the Supreme Lord, and live in the spiritual world. So he told them, you think that you're young now, and you have so much time. But suppose that the human form of life, you can expect maximum 100 years. Any one of us also sitting in this room, we have no hope to live any longer pretty much than 100 years maximum, isn't it? But in fact, most of us, we know, will not live that long. We'll live much less, maybe half, maybe even one quarter. We don't know when we will die. Death is actually dancing on our heads at every single moment. No one has any guarantee how long you will be here, if you will still be here tomorrow. No one has any guarantee. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told them, he said, if you have, let's say, 100 years maximum, okay? Oh, I have plenty of time. I can do this Krishna bhajan later, the small boys would object. Oh, but Prahlad said, no. How do you know that you'll have so much time? First of all, during this 100 years, let us calculate. Half of this time, 50 years, is automatically gone. Why? Because you sleep at night. During your sleep, what are you going to be able to do? Nothing. Only snoring. Huh? So all that time is wasted. You cannot use it productively. You cannot utilize it to attain this great benefit. So immediately, you have to cross off 50 years of your time in this body. And then, 10 years in your childhood, what is going on? All frivolous activities, growing up, playing, this, that. Nothing serious. And then, you will also, later on, after doing all of your schooling and everything, another 10 years. Then you will get married, and then you will have children, and then you will have family responsibilities, have to work so hard. So in the end, maybe you will have 10 or 20 years left.
So therefore, if you think this illusory plan of yours, that I'm only young boy now, I'm only 5 years old, why should I start doing now? This is the time to play. Prahlad Maharaj said, no. Kumaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavatan iha. From Komara, from the age of boyhood, from the age of 5 years, you should now begin. This process is so essential in the human form of life to perform Bhagavat Dharma. As Gurudev is telling, this supreme process of pure bhakti, pure devotion, it must be cultivated, it must be learned. Because if we don't utilize this time now and death comes upon us, we can get any other birth in our next life, even as animal or lower species. But if we utilize this time in human form of life to do Bhagavad Dharma, oh, then we will attain the highest, highest benefit. And when the small boys were hearing Prahlad Maharaj speaking like this, they became so attracted to him. And they asked him, oh Prahlad, how do you know all these things? We are small boys, and we are your age. We never heard any of these things in the palaces of our fathers. But you know all these things. Where did you learn this? And then Prahlad Maharaj told, as Gurudev told in the beginning of this narration, that when Prahlad Maharaj was he was only in the womb of his mother. At that time, a very great Vaishnav personality, Narad Muni, he brought him to his own ashram, and he spoke to the mother while the child was in the womb listening and hearing. He spoke all this divine knowledge of Krishna Bhakti. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, as soon as he was born, he also immediately had this divine spiritual consciousness. So this story that Srila Gurudev is telling from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very, very instructive for all, because it is telling that we must utilize our human form of life properly. We should not waste it at all. And Prahlad Maharaj, at this time, he performed Krishna Kirtan with all the boys, and suddenly the teachers came back into the room and they said, what are you doing? What is this? Nonsense. You're doing this Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj also told to demonstrations, Guru Shushasya Bhakta that first of all you should know that Guru is my what? Swarup. My manifestation. And serve him like a full-heartedly. And serve labhar pani nacha. What you have and what you will gather, collect, give it to Gurudev, and Gurudev will by that serve Krishna. And then by doing so, you should serve all the Supreme Lord. You should give up this demon association and always do Nam Sankirtan. They told how Nam Sankirtan. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, repeat me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Bo, Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Bo, Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Bo, Jaya
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Anyone gets this message to Hiranyakashipu, and hearing this, he took his sword and once running he came. Oh, you are spoiling all children? You have no fear? He told her, I don't know what is fear. Oh, who is giving this strongness to you? Kaun bal de raha hai? Power. He told, who is your power? Sense Supreme Lord gives me power. Oh, where is he? He is everywhere. In this body, in this wall, in this pillar, in trees, creepers, everywhere he is. Oh, but I am not seeing. Oh, you are not seeing, but I am seeing. And then he told that, is he in this pillar? Oh yes, father, he is in that pillar. And then he, by his
fist.
By this, he smashed the pillar and it was broken and very big. He saw that not a human, not man, no lion, nothing. But his combination of lion and remaining body like man. And big so many hands. And he began to fight with that demon. Like playing, it was the time of
what?
Evening, not day, not time. It was Malmas, leap year, no any month, not day, not night, not any astra, but by
nails.
Not inside, outside. But only on the door, not on the sky and not but on his thumb.
On his lap.
Oh, at once he
ripped him.
What? Fardia.
Ripped him.
And took his
intestine.
And very furious. And from his hairs, fire was
coming
so much. And he was very angry. Seeing this, Prahlad Maharaj, Brahma, told Lakshmi Devi, oh, go and please satisfy him. She told that, now I cannot go. Then he told to Shankar and others, oh, they were so fierce, they could not wait. Came. And then he told to Prahlad, oh, go and pacify your father. And then Prahlad, all running, at once he jumped in his lap. Like father,
And then Nrisimhadev's anger of very soon went away. He became calm and quiet, and tears coming from his eyes. Prahlad, I am made late. Please excuse me. And for this I want that you should have any boon. He told, I am not a business person, that for my bhakti I will take anything. If any worldly desire I have, please take it all. Nrisimha said, oh, you have nothing, no worldly desire. You should ask any boon. Then he told, oh father, my father has made so many problems for me and for you. Please
excuse him
and take to him to that land of Vrindavan or anything. And then he told, oh, it has been done. Those who are Mahabhagavat, pure Vaishnav, Uttam Vaishnav, that 21 generation easily they are liberated. And those who are Madhyam Adhikari,
14.
Then 14. And even they are Kanishta, they have faith in Krishna, and they have accepted Guru and try Nishkapat.
Yeah.
Without hypocrisy, they follow Gurudev, they will go in seven generations, they will be liberated. Nrisimhadev told, oh, so your father is liberated. You ask any other boon. Then he told, in this world, forgetting Krishna, all are suffering from so many things. Please liberate them. And for them, I will in this world, years and years, birth and birth, I will
suffer
for them. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, you are a pure bhakta. Those who will hear this dialogue and your sweet pastimes, powerful pastimes, they will be liberated and they will have Krishna prayer. So, we should be a bhakta like Prahlad Maharaj, tolerance like him, knowing that Krishna must save us. At Prahlad Maharaj, he never called Krishna to save him, but Nrisimhadev himself came. He should be very, very doing kirtan, nam kirtan, especially in Kali Yuga, and having no worldly desire. In this way, we can be liberated from this world. You should know that even a farthing that you have collected, you cannot take after death. Can you take anyone? No. Anyone cannot shake these old days. And one day you will have to give up your wealth, your relatives, father, mother, son, wife, husband, and we have to go alone. Where to go? In dark place, that is in Narak or where? You don't. So please, in this very life, before your death, accept any bona fide Guru and try to do Nam Sankirtan and Bhajan of Krishna and be successful in life. Go Pramanande Mahamantra.
Hello Guru.
Hello
sir. Tour program.
Hare Krishna. On Sunday, we are having a program in Kuala Lumpur at Sisi Radha Gaudiya, Govinda Gaudiya Math. So please take note of this. Padmanabha Maharaj and Shamarani Didi will be there to conduct these prayers at the temple. And on the 16th also we'll be having the prayers same in the temple. So please inform your friends and everybody, and please come. And on the 17th, Srila Gurudev would be coming to the temple. So we'll be having a welcoming ceremony and Harikatha, bhajans and Krishna Prasadam. So please inform everybody. So 17 and 18, the prayers is at the temple with Srila Gurudev. So please take note. And and on the 19th, Srila Gurudev leaves Kuala Lumpur. So all are welcome to come there. And I thank everybody for coming here tonight and listening to our beloved Gurudev. And hopefully all of us can come to Kuala Lumpur and make it a more grand occasion with this association of a pure devotee. We all can get his blessings, and also we can give out this message of love to everybody, to our friends, relatives and everybody. Hare Krishna.
Jai Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Gopinathanande Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.